What is up? What is going on, everyone? It's Unique, and I'm back. Back with a new episode. We're going to talk about a lot today. So sit back and relax. So you guys, yeah. It's been a very wild month or months in general. So yeah, there's that. But I want to talk about how, so yeah. Okay, so a lot of people don't know this, but I like to, well, I don't like to, but it's a thing that I do where I suffer in silence, where I don't tell people what's going on with me, or I sugarcoat things, because sometimes I'm thinking like, oh, they don't care, and who wants to know? Is this the perfect time to tell them? You know, all that stuff. But anywho, these last couple of weeks, I've been really suffering with anxiety. Like, intensely, I've always had it, never realized I had it, because, you know, I overthink, and my body gets this, like, weird type of feeling, and all this stuff, but, never realized I had it until, like, I started talking to my therapist, and also breaking down certain things. I'm like, oh, wow, that makes sense, or also, like, researching as well, but I'm going through life with anxiety along with other things. But yeah, it's very challenging. Sometimes it's like there's days where it's just like it's a good day or whatever, and then some days it's just like this weird energy, like this weird tingling energy. And I'm just like, yo, what is this? Like, okay, let me just stretch. And then I'm stretching and stuff, and let me like breathe in deeply, and let me breathe in out deeply. But that works for a little bit, and then I'm like, okay, what is, like, it's still like some type of like energy. So I have got this like CBD thing that helps with anxiety, which is really nice. It definitely makes me sleepy, so there's that. So I have to, like, I only take it like when I'm going, you know, when I'm at home and stuff, when I'm not going to be active or whatever. But I just wanted to tell you guys that if you do suffer from anxiety like me, that you're going to be okay, and there are things to help cope with it. So yeah, I am not a therapist at all, so there is that. But I just wanted to share my anxiety story, just a brief little share. So this week has been a very rocky week. It's just been like unfortunate things that's been happening all week, and I'm trying to, like, you know, it's gonna be better, you know, taking 5 steps forward and then getting pushed back, which is very, like, it's like, ah, it's frustrating, you know. It's like, yo, I'm making so much progress, and then you're getting pushed back constantly. It's so frustrating, so frustrating. But I decided to start this thing where it is a 21-day positive thinking challenge. So today is the first day, and so far it's been great. Like, I have this like interesting like energy of feeling like so positive, and I want to do stuff. I want to be outside. I want to go. So far it's doing well. I know I get, like, you know, once you step outside or whatever, you have no control on what happens throughout your day. It will be challenging, because there are going to be things that, like, kind of like, you know, piss you off or whatever like that. But you have to make sure to get back to reality and say, like, hey, Unique, what is the main focus? How, and also, like, training your mind, training your brain to think positively. Not in, like, a weird negative way, but just like thinking like, this is something small, this is something that won't control me for a long amount of time. I'll go through this feeling, and then next. Like, this is only like 5% of my day, you know? I have the 95% of my day left. So there's that. But yeah, I'm starting to do this positive thinking thing and 21-day positive thinking. So if you guys want to try it out, definitely try it out and see how your life changes. Because I have always been into like The Secret and manifestation and, you know, just different things to make my life better and to like think about myself better and other things like that. It's always been very, very interesting for me, and it's always worked for me. So I'm just like, if it works for me, why do I stop? You know, why do I stop? Why do I let things get in my head? Why do I let things like, you know, control me and take over me, like the bad things that happen? It's like, it's okay, that happened. Okay, let's move on. So I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to continue doing a positive thinking and manifesting. Is that even a word? Manifesting what I want. Because anything you want, you guys, anything you want in life, you can have. Like, you can literally have what you want with consistency, with faith. If you don't believe in like God or anything, if you believe, wow, if you don't have faith, you can believe, but with consistency, with faith, with, if you believe and just praying or talking to the universe, talking to yourself, how you're going to get it. Don't figure out how. Don't figure out how you're going to get it. Just know it's going to happen. You know, write down things that you want. Write down things like your goals, like a month goal, a week goal, even if you want to do a day goal, a year goal. So I think it's really cool to start doing that now before, you know, because the new year is coming up on us. It is coming up. We're in September, but I know a lot of this, people start doing it in January, you know, New Year's Eve. But start doing that now and watch how your life changes, man. Really watch how your life changes, like from small little things to bigger things. Like start doing a test. Start with a small thing. And I promise you, it will manifest. So, for example, with me. So, I want to manifest my bike. So, I basically dropped off my bike at the bike shop yesterday in the 8, like around this time. And they haven't called me yet. So, I manifest like my bike. The bike shop calling me and saying, hey, your bike is ready. Boom. You know? Boom. And I manifest a specific someone to reach out and be like, hey, thought about you or whatever like that. But manifest something small, something that's just like, oh, I manifest, just something small that you want. It's nothing too crazy big or whatever. And then also manifest big things, like scare yourself with what you want. Like, I promise you it works. And you can't, also, you have to be in a really great mindset, you guys. Really great mindset. So don't do this when your mindset and when your energy is kind of down in that energy, because the universe is going to take all that in. So I advise you guys to breathe. Take a moment. If you have 5 minutes or 3 minutes, take a moment to breathe in and out and release all of that negative energy, you know. And then talk about what you want to manifest. Not only talk about it, write it down. And not only write it down, put it on your wall. Put it somewhere where you can see it all the time. What you want to manifest, what you want to, you know, become true, make sure you can see it all the time. Like, whether, you know, it's on your phone or you're doing a vision board. And also start acting like you have it. Start acting like, yeah, I have this, and start already believing it. You know what I mean? Because don't think, oh, my life is going to be great once I have that. No, your life is already great. You know, we're still going to have problems here and there, but It's all about how we look at it. So that's what journey I'm on right now, because I'm tired of doing a pity party. You know, I'm tired of just being like, woe is me, and this sucks, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. When I manifest and when I think about things that I want, it really happens. You know, it really happens. So I'm like, why not continue doing that? Why not? You, whatever you want in life, you can have, man. Whatever happiness, peace, love, success, wealth, like health, all of that, you can have. You can have. You got to believe it, though. You got to believe it. And the universe will just do that. Consistency, faith, boom. You know, put in the work. And then also, guys, so I am an actor. I'm taking a break on acting and auditions right now, but I am in acting class, you know, still using that muscle, whatever, because it's always good to continue to hone your craft and continue to just get better at things that you're passionate about. So we all have, majority of artists right now have hustles or jobs or whatever like that. Hustles are kind of like jobs. I'll just say hustle. Or side hustle, you know, because it's a side hustle. My main source, my main career path would be like me as an actor, and I want to sell like my drawings and stuff too. But we all have those jobs, those side gigs, those hustles or whatever. For me, I do deliveries on the side. And that, I feel great doing that. Like something I do, I pick up the food, drop it off at the person's house very quick. And I'm on a bicycle that I love to do. I love biking. So, and also like losing weight and stuff like that. So it's like a win-win. But don't get discouraged because you have to do that to pay the bills right now, to put food on your table right now. Just know that is temporary. Okay, just know that is temporary. That job you're working 9 to 5 or whatever job you're working at that you don't want to be working at, just know it's going to be temporary. But still work on your passion at the end of the day. If it's not, if you can't get it done at the end of the day, get it done by that week. What is something that you've done that week that has been towards your passion, your career, what you want to do? Always continue working on that and fine-tuning it, because the universe sees, God sees the hard work you're putting in. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be next week, but soon it is going to hit. And when it hits, it's going to be nice. And when it hits, you got to be ready. So if you're not putting in any time or effort or researching or anything like that, and when the time comes for you, when you got the opportunity, you're going to be like, you know? So it's better to stay ready than get ready. So always continue to do something that makes you better as a whatever you want to do, you know? So whether, for example, if someone wants to like draw or paint or just be a painter or whatever, make sure you're sketching every day if you can. If you have a small sketchbook you can put in your pocket, and when you get home, you can sketch for 5 minutes. Or if you want to be like a speaker, you want to speak at the TED Talks and all this other stuff, make sure you're working on your diction and like your speaking and all that stuff at the end of the night or the day or the week. Make sure you're doing something, you know, or personal trainer or makeup artist, all that other stuff. Or stuff that doesn't deal with any type of art, like the corporate field. But make sure you're doing something to get better, you know? Because we always can get better at what we love. So don't get discouraged, you guys. We all have to... That's one thing I like living in New York. It's like everyone is out here hustling. You know, this is not going to be forever. This is temporary. Everyone's out here hustling. Everyone's out here working because they know that their dream life is coming very soon. And they're living a dream life. Like, also, talk to yourself like, I'm living my dream life. Like, my big moment is coming around the corner, but I'm also appreciating what's right now. I'm appreciating the highs. I'm appreciating the lows. And it's like character building. So you're living your dream life. There's people who pray to be where you are right now. So think about that, you guys. Think about that for sure. But yeah, so I'm doing the 21-day positive thinking challenge. And I advise you guys to hop on it. Like, just if you can't do 21 days, try to do a week and see how your life changes. So far, this is day one. So far, it's been great for me. And don't let outside things affect you. That's only a small percentage of your day, you know? Whether if it's a misfortunate thing that happened in your life that you have no control over, just think to yourself, like, you know what? I don't have any control over this. I'm going to feel everything, because we are humans. We're not robots. So we are going to feel things, you know? Some things are just like we can't control. Feel that. Have your moment. And then check in with yourself, like, okay, I don't need to be in this moment for a long time. I need to get out of it because it's still a beautiful day. I still got this. I still got that. Boom. You know? But think about it like that. And the universe is like, okay, I like what they're doing. Let me give them some more good news. Because if you constantly think about the negative, what is going to happen, you guys? More negative stuff. More negative shit is going to happen. So there's that. You know, there is that. So that is, I'm going to close up the podcast right now. But as you can tell, like, I'm feeling so good. I know the week before, it was a lot of energy I was giving out. But you know what happens? You win some, you lose some. But I know that I deserve greatness. I deserve awesomeness. And some things, like, you know, I took that L and I took it and I took accountability for my actions and what I did that hurt that person. And it sucks, because I definitely want to continue having a relationship with that person. But at the moment, I have to respect that boundary and understand that I'm still, you know, a good person. We all make mistakes or whatever. But I was like, 2 weeks ago, I was feeling so bad about myself or whatever, but I'm out of it now. I'm out of it. So, but yeah, you guys, really, really think about that positive thinking challenge. It's day one for me. Today is September 19th. So September 19th, day one. And also, you guys, I am a month and a week in with my locks. So they're doing very well. They're thickening up. My hair has always been thick, but they've gotten thicker, and I think some of it is starting to, like, bud or whatever. Well, oh, they're doing their own thing, so there is that. So it's been great so far. It's been great. All right, guys, I know I said, like, I'll end it, but this is the official end of the podcast. All right, talk to you guys later. Peace.